Johnny Cash, the man in black, may be one of the most recognizable figures in American pop culture. The father of outlaw country music has been memorialized in Nashville and Hollywood, and now the Arizona Theater Company is paying tribute to Cash. And the show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more on this. Good morning, Lauren.
Morning, guys. So ATC is in the middle of a run of Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash. I sat down with Brian Mathis recently to talk about the show. He plays one of two Johnny Cashes in the production, and he says the show is not exactly a biography of Cash or a musical review, but it celebrates the legacy of his music.
The writers, when they came to Cash years ago and said, "Hey, we want to write a musical about you," he said, "No, I don't want to write a musical about me." And they came back and said, "Can we do a musical about your music?" And he was, "Yeah, sure, that's okay. Do that."
So it's a musical about his music.
Yes.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about your role in this. You're playing one of two Johnny Cashes in the production, right?
Right.
So, I mean, this is one of the most iconic characters in Western history, and like in our pop culture realm. What's that like to take that on and to try to communicate that?
Part of the challenge is we're not trying to do full-on impressions like a tribute show.
Right.
We're trying to provide and present essences of Cash. So because, like you said, he's iconic. So we try to give you glimpses of him and points in his life through the costuming and the makeup and that sort of thing. You know, I barely resemble Cash in my real life, but on stage, you know, you put on a black suit and a really well-made wig and you do the best you can.
Is there a scene in this that, or a song in this show that makes you really feel like you get it? Like you had a moment when you sang the song or you did this scene and you said, "This is what Johnny Cash is about. I'm feeling it now."
Oh, wow. Probably in the latter part of the show, there's a moment where I get to do the song Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout.
With Allison Briner, who's playing June Carter at that moment, June Carter Cash at that moment. And that's one of the moments where we really kind of get to cut loose and be more like them in that moment.
Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Is there a moment where you really feel the audience connect in a way? Maybe it's fun, maybe it's serious, maybe it's something that there's a lot of tension through this first week or two of performances here?
Yes, there are a couple of moments actually that are kind of significant. Early in the show, there's a moment where they talk about Johnny's brother Jack, who died tragically in an accident, and that really affected him his entire life. And the way that it's weaved into the show is with "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" and "Daddy Sang Bass," and the audiences really respond to that moment.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass.
There are some really iconic movies also made about Johnny Cash. I mean, you think about Joaquin Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, though, that it's different for an audience to be able to experience his story and his music on a live stage with this live theater setting, the way that he performed?
Yeah, it's definitely different. And in theater in general, it takes a little bit more concentration and focus, I think, because you don't have the luxury of pausing it and getting up and walking away like we do now. It's in comparison to a film, sometimes they can take a story a lot faster because they have the luxury of doing multiple shots and cutting and special effects and things like that. And in the theater is just a completely different animal. I always find that it's a happening and it's right there in front of you, and it's that particular show is never going to be the same way again.
How do you think somebody like Johnny Cash is still so relevant today and still bringing out audiences and attracting people? What is it about his story, you think?
I think, first of all, because he is so American. I don't mean that to sound trite at all, but he is so American and so distinctive in his sound and the way that he wrote and the way that he presented himself. And his songs, for example, we've done a couple of student matinees for high school students, and we've had really strong response from them. And I don't know what their background is as far as if they're country music fans or if they're just music fans or if they've never experienced it before and they're just experiencing Johnny Cash for the first time. It's something that's affecting them. And that's the really exciting thing. They're getting excited about theater. They're getting excited about Johnny Cash. They're getting excited about country music. They're getting excited about a purely American form of music. And a lot of the songs tend to be relevant. And there was a whole brand new fan base that kind of came out of his last couple of years that he was alive. He did a series of records with Rick Rubin. They're very edgy. They're also very raw sounding. It's real, and it's not over-processed, and you can really hear the lyrics, and you can hear the subtleties in his voice and the age in his voice.
The old familiar sting, try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become?
And I think that's still attractive to people, and I think that's attracting young audience. It's really fun to see a young audience be responsive to a man that was, probably 68, 69 years old when he recorded those songs.
All right, Brian Mathis plays Johnny Cash in the Arizona Theater Company's new performance of Ring of Fire. Brian, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I will let you down. I will make you hurt.
The Arizona Theater Company's production of Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash, is playing at the Herberger Theater in downtown Phoenix through this Sunday, April 16th.